We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, so last night I had a chance to go to media night at Hamilton at the Sanger Theater. I love this musical. It is phenomenal. It is such an interesting method of talking about American history. And it's done with black actors playing the part of white Americans. And I think that's phenomenal. Because for what it does for me as a white guy, is it makes me think about history, and it makes me think about, you know, how unfair this country was to African Americans in the beginning. And I don't think we should, you know, I don't think we should hold ourselves back because of that, because that's over, that's past, it's done. And thank God that a lot has changed, but more needs to change. But I thought the rap type music, just, it's brilliantly done. There are some great moments of frivolity. There are some great humor moments in the play. And I love King George. I mean, he is quite the diva. So I really enjoyed it. If you've seen Hamilton, and if you share to you want to share your comments, please call our show. The Oaken Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. What do you think of it? Now, you know, I'm not an expert in rap music. That's not my favorite genre. I respect it, and I like it, but it's not my favorite genre. But I think the way this story is told from this perspective, with that genre of music, using the actors that they use to play the part of white Americans, I think it's really quite a statement. Keith Spira, who is a music and media entertainment journalist for Nola.com, Times Picayune and The Advocate, he was there last night. Keith, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoots. Thanks for having me.
Sure. What did you think, Keith?
Well, look, this was the second time I've seen Hamilton. I saw it in January of 2018 at the Richard Rogers Theater in Broadway on possibly the coldest night of my life. And so having seen it last night on, you know, a very warm night, I can say that the production holds up no matter the climate. I think it's really good. It's super cold weather or super hot weather. Look, I mean, you know, there's a reason it's such a phenomenon. I mean, it's so innovative, so well done, so clever. The choreography, the lyrics, the music, you know, the songs are great. The soundtrack on its own stands up. My two daughters have kind of passed down their Hamilton fandom. So I've been hearing the soundtrack from my house for years now. And just seeing it live, just the amount of work that goes into it, you know, to put that kind of production together. You know, I don't know if you noticed on the playbill, but last night the guy that played Hamilton was an understudy, DJ Young. So he's also listed as an understudy for the Aaron Burr character and for the Jefferson Lafayette character. So he's got to master all that material, which is incredible.
It's amazing. I mean, the talent on that stage and again, you know, memorizing everything they had to memorize. I mean, I know that's a challenge for every actor in every play, but it just seemed like there's a lot going on there. And if I'm not mistaken, there was an actor who played a couple of different parts in the play last night.
Yeah, that's traditional for this particular production. It's always the same actor that is both Lafayette and Jefferson, and there's also a guy that plays both Madison and Hercules Mulligan. So So, yeah, that's been a staple of production from the get-go, which is impressive in and of itself. But like I said, I mean, you know, using that sort of hip-hop format, you know, that cadence, mm-hmm. you compress a lot of words in a short amount of time. So, you know, even more than I think a typical musical, there's just a lot yeah. more words to master and to get out of your mouth correctly and to string together correctly. So that's what makes this all the more impressive, is just the, you know, the volume of material that has to be delivered with such precision when choreographed to the live band.
And Keith, I get the feeling that because of the history of our country with slavery, using the genre of rap and using black actors to play white Americans delivering these lines, it seems to me that this just makes it even more profound.
Absolutely. I mean, it is an incredibly innovative approach that Lin-Manuel Miranda took when he put this thing together. And yeah, in some ways, it clarifies how the concepts that are discussed, you know, the notions of what government is and how it was going to be set up, you know, those concepts are universal. So even though you've got, faces different than the ones that are on the dollar bills,
right.
putting those concepts across, the concepts still carry weight and they still, you know, hold water. And I think that's what's interesting, is that it shows how it's applicable to our society now, and to, you know, how society now is so much more representative and so much more inclusive than it was back in the day when all these concepts were formed.
You know, it's really quite a lesson in history, although you do have to pay attention. You can't get too caught up in the entertainment aspect of it, because it is a history lesson if you do pay attention. And I thought, like, you know, they touch on some things that are so relevant today. And when Thomas Jefferson, when Alexander Hamilton supported Thomas Jefferson in the election and not Aaron Burr, Aaron Burr was a little upset.
Yeah. Fortunately, we don't resort to duels to solve those political issues anymore. But yeah, I mean, look, you know, I can't think of any other musical that would have made a discussion of the Federalist Papers seem kind of sexy, you know. It's like,
that's,
I mean,
true.
How do you do that? But, you know, but yeah, and walking out last night, you know, my 10-year-old took last night, you know, she's like, wait, Hamilton wasn't a president? I'm like, well, no. And she's like, well, why is his face on the money? I'm like, well, it's not just presidents. You know, Benjamin Franklin wasn't a president either. So, you know, yeah, so there were definitely lessons that were imparted for people that are 10, but as well as, you know, some grown-ups who may not be fully cognizant of all that went down back in the day to make this country what it is.
And they even dealt with infidelity among politicians, and we see that happening today as well sometimes?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, all the way up, you know, it wasn't a good idea for Hamilton to cheat, just like it wasn't a good idea for Bill Clinton to cheat.
So, right.
You know, that's
right.
Stayed with us all these years. Yep.
I thought it was also very telling in terms of the sense of unity that you feel from this cast, that in the end, unlike many plays where the different actors come out in the order in which they appear, with the most prominent ones coming out last and the stars coming out at the very end. They all came out together in unison and bowed together.
You know, I'm glad you say that, because I noticed that as well and thought that was unique.
Yeah.
And you're right. It speaks to the ensemble nature of this production and some of the concepts, the whole, like, all men are created equal, you mm-hmm. know, some of the concepts that were enshrined that weren't necessarily manifested back in the day. You know, we're much closer to the ideal now than we were then. So, yeah, that the cast coming out together is sort of symbolic of that. It was mm-hmm. a neat, again, it's just another innovative aspect of this production.
Yeah, and one of the lines, I believe this was a line, this is how I remember the line, but one of the lines that really stood out to me that is so relative to today is, I'd rather be divisive than indecisive. And it was like, it was about being, it's more important to just make a decision, even if it's, you know, even if you're divisive. It's better to make that decision than it is to be undecided. And it to me, it just spoke to the split in America and how people are so, some people are so one-sided that they'd rather be divisive than indecisive.
Yeah, you know, for sure. I mean, that is another concept that applies. And again, the greater lesson of it is that I think, you know, we're better off and we're stronger when we all work together and we all remember what these ideals were that the country was founded on. You know, I mean, there's another great line that always gets a laugh. The whole thing of, you know, the immigrants, we get the job done. You know, that was kind of delivered with a smile and, know, it was Hamilton high-fiving with Lafayette. But also has relevance to what's going on today.
All right, so what impression did you get from your 10-year-old daughter going last night?
Well, I don't know that she'll ever accept a history lesson that is not presented as a musical.
I think maybe they should hand out a syllabus, you know, with the program.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, like I said, there's a lot. Yeah, and it's not, exact history, obviously. My brother-in-law is a professor, college professor, history professor. And, you know, he's like, oh, it's not, you know, entirely accurate. I'm like, well, no, it's entertainment. It is supposed to entertain. But the broad outlines are certainly accurate. And yes, you know, if it piques your interest in some of these guys that played such a, you know, outsized role in the founding of the country, then it served its purpose for sure.
Yeah, and it was all about one of Alexander Hamilton's main thing was as a Treasury Secretary. I mean, he was able to kind of bring things together with a budget for America that actually worked.
Yeah, I mean, he created the modern, you know, economic system that we still use today. And, you know, as Jefferson said, you know, it's so brilliant. You know, I tried to unravel it and I couldn't. You know,
but, you know. Yeah. Or the system that we now abuse today as opposed to use today. Keith Sparrow is top music, media, entertainment journalist for NOLA.com, Times Picayune, The Advocate. Thank you for being with us. I appreciate your expertise.
I was not going to throw away my shot to be on this interview.
Oh, my God. That was so funny. All right, Keith, thanks for being with us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.